89 FM.
You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon Delight.
You know, the world can be a fucked up place sometimes.
Thank you.
of a lot of people in a lot of high places. Don't get off their ass, help themselves, change this government, better this society. Hold on a second, I smell burning. I see a change coming round the bend, and I suggest to you that it takes just 5 seconds, just 5 seconds of decision. Realize that the time is right. Right. Start thinking about a little revolution.
I'm gonna be welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is CITR. And we have a very special show today. We have Wayne Powell here from Sinister Black. We're going to be chatting a little bit. Hey, Wayne, how are you?
Good. Great day today. I'm all hopped up on caffeine and Pantera this morning, so.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Ready to go.
So we're going to have like an hour of metal here. So if you want to give us a call, telephone number here is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. And then at 11:30-ish or so, we're going to have Karen Foley, and we're going to have some folk coming your way also like around noon. So stick around. It's going to be a really, really cool show. We have also Mama Pulpa coming to town probably, most surely, and a lot of things to talk about. Some concerts, also metal concerts and other sort of concerts. So, yeah, let's kick it out, no? Let's start. You guys have a new EP?
Yep, this is a new EP that's three songs off of our upcoming new album. We mixed this down quick just to go out on the road recently, just so we had something new for everyone. And so this is all brand new stuff here.
Okay, cool. So let's listen to that, and we'll be right back.
Yeah! July 21st at the Rickshaw, it's Thurston Moore and Kurt Vile and the Violators. Sonic Youth's Thurston Moore is on tour to support his latest solo release, Demolished Thoughts, while Kurt Vile and the Violators will be playing plenty of tunes from the acclaimed Smoke Ring for My Halo. Special guest Hush Arbors will warm up the stage. This is a licensed all-ages show. Doors are at 8 and the show starts at 9.
Perfect lights are backwards.
Advance tickets are available at Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, and Victoria's Ditch Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca. That's Thurston Moore and Kurt Vile and the Violators, Thursday, July 21st at the Rickshaw Theater.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. We were listening there to Sinister Black. Just came back from a tour in the Okanagan Valley, the island.
We played in Penticton. Yeah, we went up to Calgary. Not a bad time. It was nice to get out of town. You know, we had a lot of fun out there. Nice people in Calgary. There, we had a really good time and. Yeah, it was so. There's a good metal scene in Calgary. We played with a great band called Ashes in the Fall.
Okay,
check them out if you get a chance. And yeah, it was a good little tour. We just took this EP together, threw up some new shirts, and went on the road. And this was done but in New Westminster by Scott Young at Alchemy Studios, taking a bit of a new approach instead of doing it ourselves this time and engineering it ourselves. A little nicer to just to play and let somebody else take the board for a change and a new studio, just something fresh, right? So
cool. And then you have a big concert happening this Saturday, no, at the Railway.
Yeah, this is going to be a great show. This is us and our friends in the Remedials are going to be opening the show. We've played for when Sinister Black came on the scene, you know, a few years ago. The Remedials were doing gigs with us, and we love the guys, and it's always a great time playing with them. Great punk band. We got also another great bunch of guys, Vancouver Killing Spree, going to be on the bill with us as well. And yeah, it's going to be a great night. And finally, we got Volterra from Australia, who found us online and asked us all the way from Australia if we wanted to do the show with them. So that was kind of nice. And we said, hell yeah, you know, we'll do the Railway Club, absolutely. Welcome to Vancouver. I hope they can make it into the city.
Yeah,
but it's going to be a really, really great night this Saturday. That's this Saturday night at the Railway.
This Saturday night at the Railway, it's going to be really cool. We'll play some Volterra and some Vancouver Killing Spree later in the show. There's other shows that I want to tell you about, like kind of metal shows. But in the meantime, we have somebody on the phone, so let's listen to the third song, no, of the EP, the official 2011 tour EP. And what if people want to buy this, or where can it, can people get it?
They can go to find us on our Facebooks or Reverb Nation, or you know, come out to the show and buy it. That's what's highly encouraged. We want to get people out to the show and take a little bit a piece of it home. It's all part of the experience, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The new EP is like $5, so it's reasonable, right?
So okay. So there you go. This Saturday at the Railway.
I lie to you. hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
So we're back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show here on CITR. And so we were listening there to Vancouver Killing Spree. Well, listen to a song from Sinister Black first, Boat on Land. And then we're listening there to Vancouver Killing Spree, Thachi Magoon. And this song that we're listening there in the back is Poor Impulse Control. Yeah, cool guys, eh? Vancouver Killing Spree.
Yeah, I love those guys. They're great. They're a lot of fun to play with and do shows with, you know. Most people are, but some more than others, you know. There's certain bands we really do dig playing with, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. So this Saturday at the Railway with Volterra, which is an Australian... it's kind of like industrial, dark industrial metal.
Yeah, it's like industrial metal, yeah. Yeah, it's got a bit of, maybe a bit of gothic edge in there. It should be quite an entertaining show. I don't know too much about them, but what I've seen, what I've heard, I really dig, so yeah.
Okay, well, let's listen to a song from them, no? So that's happening on Saturday at the Railway. These guys... So that's Volterra from Australia. They're going to be playing at the Railway. Interesting, eh?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Well, let's review other shows that we have here in the metal venue. Titans Eve are playing a charity fundraising called Riffs Not Riots. They're going to be playing at the Fortune Sound Club this Wednesday, next Wednesday, July 13. And doors at 8, showtime 8:30. They're going to be playing with Black Wizard, Ancients, Galgamex, Weirding, Avirosis, Anion, and Depressing. So a lot of bands playing there with Titans Eve. And actually, they're going to be touring around Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Edmonton, and the 13. They're going to be playing here in Vancouver, Titans Eve. And also, Azimuth, this is a band that is being produced by Steve Albini, actually. So, interesting band. They're going to be performing at the Roxy. Let's see, where are they performing? The next Thursday at the Roxy on July 19. So check them out. Pretty cool. And what else? There's also another concert on July 15 at the Ansa Club. Myth and Lore of the Apocalypse. It's going to be apocalyptic art and heavy music. So that sounds interesting. It's a whole festival from July 15 to July 17 at the Ansa Club. The first night is slow and heavy. And the second is more fast, I guess. The lineup for July 15 is SFB, Grounding, Katha, Tobiatic, and Night Mother. So I think it's kind of like doom metal, what's going to be happening.
Metal, black metal, death metal.
On July 15. The Grounding is a really cool band. I had the opportunity to listen to them, and yeah, really cool. We did a review there on band music for them. Night 2, July 16, Mitochondrion, Willing Feet, Cetacean, No Eulogy, Anna, and Night Mother. A couple of bands from Winnipeg, another one's coming from Victoria. And there's going to be a lot of visual artists showcasing their work there, like 20 of them. So, yeah, interesting. And then, well, your concert next Saturday with Volterra, Vancouver Killing Spree, and the Remedials, no?
That's right, at the Railway Club, yeah. We're really excited to play the Railway Club, because the Railway doesn't do metal very often, and it's a little difficult to get in there if you're a metal band, and I really like the place, so yeah, it should be a real fun night, absolutely.
Cool. And so, you also organize it's not like an open mic, but it's like a showcase, no? I mean, Port Moody?
Yeah, I do an acoustic showcase approximately once a month at Joe's Atlantic Grill out in Port Moody. Basically, I went in there with a bunch of friends one night, and we saw a couple of guys playing, and I thought it sounded great. And the owner came up. He said, "Hey, you guys look like a band. Why don't you get up and jam?" And I said, "Well, maybe sometime." And so I booked a night there, and all of a sudden, there's just like all these people signing up to play, and it was a real fun time. So I'm doing that once a month. The next one's going to be July 30th. Everybody really has a good time. It's a great place to play acoustic. The acoustics in the room are great. Meet a lot of new people, new fans, connections. Mm-hmm. Sell your merch, and we really have a lot of fun doing it. It's not a paying gig, unfortunately, for the artist, but you know, you get a free appy or a beer or something, and just have a good time and get your music out there, right?
So
a lot of fun, and I have my acoustic side and solo thing that I do too, so it's a chance for me to do that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so hoping that'll keep going for a while.
Cool. Yeah, the owner is a really cool guy, and they have Screech there.
Yeah, Newfie Screech.
Yeah. So it's cool. Well, let's listen to some of your solo stuff, no? Before we
sure, yeah, I brought in a solo track in called "Force a Name on You." This was recorded a little while ago. I'm doing a full album, but it's going to be much better production than what you're going to hear here. This is just kind of a little sample for you. So
okay. Cool. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
So that was Azimuth. They're going to be playing on the 19th at the Roxy. Before that, we'll listen to Titans Eve. They're also going to be performing a benefit concert at the Fortune Sound on the 17th. So, and your band is going to be performing also at the Railway, no?
Yeah, the Railway, the club this Saturday. And it might be the show of the year. I can't wait for this one, absolutely. A lot of stuff coming up this year. We got a lot going on here.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new video coming out soon too. It's for the new single called Salty Spread. It's an independent video director doing it for us, and really looking forward to that. We just finished shooting all the footage for it, so that should be together within the next month or so. My drummer Ron has a new side project called Rhino. I believe they're playing at the Funky Winker Beans on July 22nd. I hope I got that date right. Friday, July 22nd. So it's a new metal band he's singing for. So
okay,
we all do our little side projects. And
he was doing the Cult, no?
What's happening with that? Number of things he's done some singing for. He did a Cult tribute, Pantera tribute.
Okay.
Now this is a new original project he's got going. And looking forward to that. It's going to be their debut gig. So that's another show to look out for. We're thinking about, we're pretty much sure we're going to be going back to the island in September.
Mm-hmm.
Do a couple of dates over in Vancouver Island. And hopefully our full-length album will be out by the end of the year. So, yeah, we're pretty busy, pretty
okay.
active. Yeah.
Video, too, no?
Yeah, the video's coming up. It's being directed by a lady named Rita Godbo. And it's... I'm going to leave it up to when it's done.
Yeah,
I'm not going to get too much into detail about it. I'd like to hear the feedback after when it's done. So, but really excited about it, having an actual real video coming out with our new album around the same time. And it was nice to get somebody who was really interested in doing it for us and coming mm-hmm. up with some outside ideas for it. So
cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So this Saturday at the Railway. With Volterra from Australia, we'll check where else these guys are playing. Let's listen to some Remedials, no?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
And we'll be right back.
Janis Joplin is freaking out, cause Jim Morrison is tripping out on the LSD I took in his key. But this house would be all the rage. I still have to wait for Betty Page.
So those are the Remedials. They're going to be playing also this Saturday with Sinister Black, Vancouver Killing Spree, and Volterra from Australia. So, yeah. We have a really cool metal hour, eh?
Yeah, it was fun, yeah.
Yeah. Any other shout-outs that you want to do for metal guys there?
So there's a really a lot going on. It's kind of hard to keep track of. I think that there's a lot more things going on recently. It's the scene is looking pretty good these days. I think it's really picking up, and all the more power to it. I personally have got to get out and see more stuff. I'm a pretty busy guy with the two projects and family and all that stuff. I really do mean to get out more and see more. But there certainly is a lot going on. It's an endless list of things going on lately. So it's good to hear. I think, you know, maybe a year ago it was kind of... It was a little more bleak looking, right? So yeah, it feels like there's a lot more going on these days. Absolutely.
Cool. Okay, so thank you, Wayne, for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
And bringing some of your music. We're going to end up this metal section of the morning. And then we're going to have Karen Foley. She's going to be performing here. Hey, Karen, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
This is like the third time that you come to the show, no?
Yeah, it is a third.
Like that.
Thank you.
Well, Wayne, also, this is like your fifth time or sixth, no?
Something like that, yeah.
He's a better run. Yeah.
I space it out. Yeah. Try not to overkill it. Right?
Yeah. No, we have a couple of nice anti-Christmas shows
that
we did. So check them out. You can podcast them still at www.citr.ca. So we're going to put some folk music later because the folk festival is coming. So that's exciting. And Karen is going to invite us to a couple of concerts too. And she's going to play a couple of songs. So it's going to be really cool. So let's start changing the gears a little bit. We have probably Mama Pulpas is going to be coming to the Ska Fest. We have to talk about the Ska Fest too. So we're going to play something from them. But before that, we're going to play a Spanish band that I really like. And then we'll be right back on 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Hace tiempo, me hace falta un